Cart Machine, this is Dee.
Hey, Dee, is Leon in?
No, he's not. He's off on Mondays. Can I take a message?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go ahead.
My name's Nico. That's N-I-K-O. I was calling with the Bank of Cardiff, and that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank, so it's like car and then different.
Mm-hmm.
And my direct line is 858-779-0432. And I was actually just in contact with Leon a couple quarters ago, so I was just trying to touch base with him. He said that he didn't have anything coming up at the time when I called him in regards to equipment or capital needs, so he said follow up towards the end of the year here. It's kind of what I was doing, just seeing if anything's changed, you know, how business was been, kind of see if there's anything we can do to help out. But you can write down, yeah, I know that there was a lot that I just said, but you can write down, I guess, on the note that, you know, I had called a couple quarters ago and that it was for equipment financing and working capital. Hopefully he can remember, but it was a while ago. I still have the best email to reach him at leon.clark@clarkmachine.com. That's still the best one, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. How's business been since I last talked to him? He said
it was
kind of slow.
Yeah,
oil was the big concern that he had.
Right. And it's picking up a little bit, not a lot, but we're just hoping and praying.
Right. I know. I mean, that's kind of why I wanted to call, kind of touch base with him, see if there's anything we can do to kind of push through this little wreck. Because last time I talked to him, I told him that our bank, the division I work in at least, we specialize in providing financing to machine shops and the manufacturing industry, and everybody's had the same sort of sentiment lately. It's the fact that oil is just, you know, taking its toll on everybody, and they need to get out of this little rut that it's in right now. So that's what some of our programs here that we offer kind of do.
Okay, I will let him know you called back.
Awesome, I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Is there a better time that maybe I can follow up towards the end of the week, just in case, you know, see if you got the message?
Yeah, what happens with him, he's in and out because he's semi-retired.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be in tomorrow, probably after 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, yeah, if you don't mind, like, kind of leaving that note on his desk or something, I can just follow up towards the end of the week, maybe early in the morning on Friday, see if I can catch him that way. But like I said, I'll just shoot.
Friday. He won't be here he's never here on Mondays and Fridays.
Oh, lucky him. Yeah. He gets a 4-day weekend.
Yeah. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the best time to catch him.
Okay. I'll try and follow up then on Thursday,
okay.
And I'll shoot that email, and hopefully he and I can just, you know, chat a little bit.
Okay. I'll let him know.
Thank you, Dee. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Bye.